if there was anyone well-positioned to observe the famed writer Jack London as he lived, worked, and played, it was a young Chinese man.
Yoshimoto Nakata was hired as a cabin boy when the Londons were sailing around the world. Now, Nakata was 18 years old. He didn't speak a word of English, and he went with them sailing through the South Seas. Eventually, Jack became ill and had to have an operation, and Jack and his wife had to return to the United States, and they took Nakata with them. He now became Jack's valet. So he was with them from 1907 to 1915.
Walter Roeder of Petaluma is a retired librarian who now volunteers at the Schultz Library at Sonoma State, where he has been studying Nakata's account of his life with the Londons, an oral history that was collected and transcribed by writer Barry Stevens.
She copied in shorthand everything that he remembered about his life with the Londons. And this work that she wrote was titled A Hero to His Valet.
Far from an expose, Nakata's account was carefully vetted by Jack London's widow, Charmian.
He did not want anything published that she did not approve of. So they sent the entire manuscript to Charmian London. And Charmian London didn't approve of many of the things, and she wrote all kinds of footnotes, suggestions, corrections, changes.
But Stevens' manuscript was never published during her lifetime. It was only rediscovered in 2001 among stored papers in her daughter-in-law's attic in Pullman, Washington. Four separate drafts were found, but Roeder says one early version was of particular historic interest.
One of the copies has a few corrections written by Barry Stevens, but the other copy, the one which I will call the original manuscript, is unique because it has all these margin notes from Charmian London, Nakata, and Barry Stevens.
Roeder's recent project has been a careful comparison of the original with later edited versions of the Barry Stevens manuscript, tracking the changes that were made. Over the 102 pages, he found 12 notable revisions, such as this one.
Nakata described Jack London while he was writing. He puffs a cigarette, and he writes some more, and he does that for 20 minutes. And then he gets up and takes a drink of Scotch whiskey. Mrs. London commented, "This is stated as a habit. This is weird, and he seldom drank while writing." So she was defending Jack's drinking.
The edited version of the article was published in the Jack London Journal a few years ago, and Roeder notes that in addition to the intimate portrait of the writer it offers, Nakata also gave an unusually sympathetic view of Charmian.
Nakata shows that Charmian London is a caring wife, the person who wanted to have life at the Beauty Ranch operating on a very high plane. A lot of times, different writers have not treated Charmian in a very nice manner, but Nakata does a beautiful job of describing Charmian.
The Manuscript in the Attic, The Londons, Nakata, and Barry Stevens is the title Walter Roeder gave to the paper he wrote on his research. The original documents are part of the special collections in Sonoma State Library's historical archives. I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.